Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. Some advocates for children in Massachusetts are suggesting another way to help stem the opioid epidemic: screen every public school student for substance use. With more than 1,000 overdose deaths in Massachusetts last year, they say the focus should be on prevention, and it should start as early as middle school. The idea, says Mary McGowan, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, is to add substance abuse to other screening already being done by school nurses.
Similar to the way they do hearing, eye tests, all with the goal of this is a normal process where kids are brought into their nursing offices and given the screening.
8 Massachusetts schools are now testing the screening process, and starting this fall, 7 more school districts will do so as well. McGowan says what the schools have learned so far is that there are very few 7th through 9th graders with a serious substance use problem.
In about 10% of the cases, there's brief counseling that the individual reports that they have used alcohol or they have used marijuana. And it's a one-on-one, often with the nurse who has just conducted the assessment, where they talk about the choices. Research suggests that that changes that youth's behavior. In a very, very small percentage of those 10%, really 1 or 2%, there's a referral to treatment. And it's at that point that a parent would be called.
McGowan says screening every student would cost about $2.5 million in the first year, but that expense would go down once all school nurses were trained on the screening, which would be done once in middle school and twice in high school. Dr. Sharon Levy, medical director of the Adolescent Substance Abuse Program at Boston's Children's Hospital, helped develop a version of the screening. It's a brief written survey that takes less than a minute to complete.
It asks them, in the past year, how many times have you had a drink with alcohol in it? How many times have you used marijuana? And how many times have you used tobacco? They could say never, once or twice, about monthly or weekly or more. And what we found was that their responses really predicted their substance use risk very, very well.
For example, she says, if a student is using a substance weekly or more, that would be considered a severe substance use problem. Then the school nurse and, if necessary, a guidance counselor would develop a plan for treatment. Each school district would determine the specifics about confidentiality and when to call parents. Jack Riley of Centerville says as a parent, he would have welcomed that information. His 22-year-old daughter, Becca, has been in recovery since he and his wife confronted her about her drug use 3 years ago. When we met him at a coffee shop near his home this week, he said he did everything in his power to protect his daughter from addiction.
You know, we lived in a pretty upper-middle-class neighborhood. I had a Volvo. I even bought a Golden Retriever. I mean, I did everything I could to insulate my children, because I was part of this disease as a son of two alcoholics, as a sibling of a brother who died of this disease. I did everything I could to insulate my children from this disease, and it wasn't enough.
So when you asked her, did she have a problem? What did she tell you?
No, and that's not unusual, right? Denial is a big piece of this. So we did talk to her, but we gave her a drug test. And so she went to detox, and we're very grateful for that. It's not like a switch can be flipped, and suddenly you're like, okay, I'm in. It takes time.
If there had been screening early on, what would it have told you?
It's complicated, right? But for us, it would have helped enormously, I think, because given my history, I think a light bulb would have gone off. Because the whole time we're thinking, at least I'm thinking, that we've insulated our kids, right? And, okay, my daughter has some issues, you know, unable to calm herself, but we'll deal with those. And we did. When she started to get treatment for her substance use disorder, what happened was they took her off all medicine, because you can't be using any kind of drugs when you're in a sober house. She's never been on medicine since. That transformation tells me that preventative assessment early, if somebody had come and said, we think there's some suspicions, with my history or with the history of a lot of folks, they would have gone, okay, and maybe there's something here. We lost 1,000 young people from overdoses and from drugs last year. So just think about that. It's 1,000 people we lost. If you had four jets with 250 people in them, 1,000 people, and they all crashed, do you think we'd solve that problem about air travel, or we'd find out what the reason for that was, and we would prevent it? We'd be outraged, and planes would be checked, and things would happen. We'd spend millions on it.
How effective is this? Are kids going to tell the truth? And if they know that it's a pipeline back to their parents, is it going to work?
Well, there's always going to be somebody who's going to not tell the truth. What we're trying to do, I think, is to find ways to identify issues earlier. But anybody we catch, right, anybody we identify early is somebody we would not have identified before.
And so after she went into detox, she went into a sober house, and she's been in recovery ever since you confronted her and said it was treatment or nothing, you guys were cutting her off, right?
So, you know, we've been blessed, but we've been blessed because she's worked at it. And now, you know, she's got a job. So she's really earned a life. And the thing about this is we have the daughter we never thought we'd get to see. And that's pretty phenomenal when you think about it.
Jack Riley of Centerville will be at the State House later today. He's among those asking lawmakers to provide substance abuse screening to every student in Massachusetts.